Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today we will hear about this Saturday's March 5th noon rally at Townsend Park in Albany, where peace groups will rally for a ceasefire and a halt to the fighting in Ukraine. Peter Lavinia of the Green Party discusses the situation with WOOC's Mark Dunley later in the show. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, whose show Singularity is on later tonight at 7 p.m. And all this starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Hold on air, in air, channel connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting for the Times Union that the price of homes in the Hudson Valley continues to increase through 2021, according to a new report from the Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress. People are moving to the Hudson Valley in extraordinary numbers, especially from the New York metropolitan area, and there are not enough homes for sale to meet the demand. Every county in the region except Sullivan was considered a seller's market in 2021, according to the report. Total inventory in the Hudson Valley in 2021 was about half of what it was in 2019, according to the report. Pattern for Progress reported that Columbia County had 4.1 months of inventory at the end of 2021, a year in which the average sales price jumped nearly 18%. In Greene County, there was only 3.9 months of inventory, with home prices rising almost 20%. Home prices in Ulster County jumped nearly 20%, with only 2.8 months of inventory. In Dutchess County, prices rose 15% with 2.1 months of inventory. The report notes that the average home price rose nearly $50,000 in the last year in the nine counties in the Hudson Valley. Sale prices in the mid and upper Hudson Valley were far above the peak during the mid-2000s housing bubble. According to the report, rising mortgage interest rates could weaken the surge. In December 2020, the rate for a 30-year loan was 2.65%, but it has since risen to 3.56%. The report asserts that housing prices in the region will continue to rise in 2022, but at a slower rate than in 2021. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
The Adirondack's Daily Enterprise reports that New York's Republicans endorsed Representative Lee Zeldin as their candidate for governor March 1st at a convention on Long Island. Businessperson Harry Wilson of Johnstown, Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Bob Astorino, the two-term Westchester County executive, have also announced they are running for the Republican nomination, but were not endorsed at the party convention. Zeldin, who voted against certifying last year's presidential election results hours after rioters attempted to overthrow the government, said, and I quote, "I'm not running to be an emperor or governor. I'm running so the people feel they are back in control of their government again," end quote. Whichever Republican wins the June primary will take on either Governor Kathy Hochul or Representative Tom Suozzi, or New York City public advocate Jemani Williams, who will face off in the Democratic primary election. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily Enterprise.
Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that utility prices are expected to increase in March for the second time in 2 months. February, Central Hudson warned customers to expect higher electricity and natural gas prices because of a variety of factors. On March 1st, the company issued a second statement saying prices will go even higher and customers can expect them to remain that way for much of 2022. The higher rates are due to strong demand for energy worldwide and global events, particularly the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. In a statement, the company said the supply price for natural gas has risen 24% since February. The impact on individual customers' bills will vary depending on the weather, their energy usage, and the billing cycle, according to the company. Prices for other forms of energy have also been affected. Heating oil and gasoline prices are also about 40% higher than 1 year ago. Governor Kathy Hochul on March 1st announced the state's Public Service Commission is requiring New York's major electric and gas utilities to increase their outreach and education efforts to notify customers of the impact on utility bills. There are also state programs to assist residents with paying their utility bills, such as the Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP. HEAP can provide up to $751 to eligible homeowners and renters, depending on income, household size, and how they heat their home, according to the governor's office. Read more about this story at theupstater.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Putnam Hospital is the latest Hudson Valley hospital to give up birthing services. In 2019, Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson stopped doing delivery. The Putnam County Hospital, unlike the Hudson Hospital, says they want to start birthing services back up as soon as possible. Dr. Mark Herko, president of Putnam Hospital, said, and I quote, "We recognize the value of these services to residents of Putnam County, and we are dedicated to making this suspension as short-lived as possible, supporting all affected patients and staff throughout this transition," end quote. Columbia Memorial has not announced any plans to resume deliveries in Hudson. Previously, the Hudson Hospital had been bringing 300 new humans into the world yearly before they stopped birthing services.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that a group of citizens gathered early February 28th in the parking lot of the Silk Factory in Newburgh, demanding answers to State Assemblymember Colin Schmidt's motivation and thoughts during the insurrection on January 6, 2021. The group was looking to have Schmidt release video footage of his speech to protesters that day before they headed to Washington, D.C., where the U.S. Capitol was attacked by a mob made up of people who did not accept the results of the 2020 presidential election. Quote, "Colin Schmidt had a role in the January 6th insurrection. Early morning, he dispatched a busload of people from the Hudson Valley down to Washington," unquote, said Matt Redig, who helped organize the protest. Quote, "We want to know what he said to that crowd, why he was encouraging them, and what role he had egging them on to do the horrible things they ended up doing. We know a few people on that bus have already been arrested," unquote. 3 months after the insurrection, Schmidt, 31, a Republican representing the 99th Assembly District from New Windsor, announced his bid to unseat incumbent Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney in the 18th Congressional District. quote, "We already have too many people in Congress denying and playing games with the January 6th insurrection. We don't need another from the Hudson Valley," unquote, said Reddick. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Porcupine Soup reports that Mary Lou Nahas of Oak Hill was named the 2022 Senior Citizen of the Year and Linda Sutton of Cornwallville the Outstanding Contribution by a Senior Citizen Award from the Greene County Legislature. Nahas has worked with the Greene County Historic Society since 1998 and in 2000 organized the Durham Historical Preservation Committee and served as secretary for 20 years. Also, since 2004, she has worked with the Oak Hill Preservation Association. Sutton helped create the Patrick Kellinger Field at the Irish Culture Center in Durham and, since 1989, has been a member of the Association of the Preservation of the Durham Valley. Sutton also organized the Durham Historic Preservation Commission in 1990. Both women have a long list of other local works. Nahas and Sutton will be recognized at a Greene County Legislature meeting in May, and later this year they will be recognized by New York State at a special ceremony as part of the 2022 Older New Yorkers Day celebration in Albany. You can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, isolated snow showers before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 32 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 9 degrees. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 13 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Thursday, March 3rd on 90.7 FM, including at 11 a.m. We'll take off with the Transformational Listening Show and sounds from Cahil El-Zabar this week. At noon after the local news, Alan Skerritt is live from Columbia County with R&B, blues, rock, and more on his Crossroads and Rhythm show until 2 p.m. when it's time for the State of the Putin on What's the Frequency, Kenneth. 3 p.m., a turn on the news with the Viva Ukraine edition. And at 4, we're live from Hudson with Tom DiPietro and Cello Graham on the WGXC Afternoon Show. The folks from the Catskill Maker Syndicate have their monthly show, Singularity, about all things tech and science, 7 p.m. on the radio. And it's time for Donna and Honey's Love Motel with relationship advice from Anya Konevskaya and Amanda Lees on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in the Hudson Valley of New York. Your community radio station has served Greene and Columbia counties and listeners around the world for 11 years. We've given to you, and now we're asking for you to give to us. Our winter 2022 pledge drive begins Sunday, March 6th, through Friday, March 18th, and we need your financial support. Make your recurring donation or one-time donation by visiting wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400 as we continue to build a base of monthly sustaining support. Why? So we can continue to bring you uninterrupted, unbridled news, commentary, and music for years to come. wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Make your pledge of support to Creative Community Radio for open ears. WGXC.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at wgxc.org. Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, March 3rd. Early this morning, we see Halcott Center is reporting 1 inch of snowfall. The low is 26 in West Durham and the high low is 32 in Cheviot. For the morning, it looks like some lake effect could be drifting across the area. No significant accumulation is expected. A high of 33 happens around 11 a.m., then the temperature starts to dip after 2 p.m. Overnight, it keeps going, reaching 13 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Some of us will need to leave the taps dripping. With a little luck, it is possible that this is the last night of the year you will have to deal with that. Friday is a dry day with a high of 36 and sunny skies. 20 degrees overnight takes us into a Saturday with some cloudy skies, but light winds and a high of 41. Overnight gets rainy with a low of 35. Sunday, the rain kicks up, especially in the morning, and we see a high of 58 degrees. Monday will be a little bit cooler with more rain. Sunset today will be at 5:33 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:24 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind stream is due to arrive early this weekend. Expect some minor geomagnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 384 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 66, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio ed il nuovo mondo.
Or a few. Walla G is an urban Vietnam, giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
That is not a war. It's a genocide and destruction and killing of people, because it is. They realize that they cannot get it easy, that people don't want to be with them. They want to be free.
Indiana Republican Representative Victoria Spartz, the first Ukrainian-born member of Congress, pleaded for a stronger U.S. response to the crisis in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russian forces have invaded the country's second-largest city and are targeting civilians.
Russian strikes are hitting schools, hospitals, residences. They're destroying critical infrastructure, which supplies millions of people across Ukraine with drinking water, with electricity.
Ukraine's State Emergency Service said Wednesday more than 2,000 civilians have been killed since Russia invaded February 24th. Attacks on civilian areas have increased in the last 48 hours, but experts say the casualty number is unverifiable. The United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly voted Wednesday to reprimand Russia for invading Ukraine and demanded Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces, an action aimed to diplomatically isolate Russia at the world body. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We stand together in holding Russia accountable for its violations of international law and to address the horrific human rights and humanitarian crisis unfolding before our eyes.
More than 874,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia launched its invasion, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Global oil prices are surging, with markets bracing for disruptions to crude supplies from Russia. The global benchmark topped $113 a barrel Wednesday, just days after breaching the triple-digit mark for the first time in 7 years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee. He said despite inflation, he expects to raise interest rates by 0.25% later this month, and noted the effect the Great Resignation is having on wages.
An unprecedented number of workers are quitting to take new jobs, and wages are rising at their fastest pace in many years.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi held an enrollment ceremony Thursday for legislation which would amend federal law to end forced arbitration in sexual assault and harassment claims.
This landmark legislation will put an end to that shameful practice by voiding agreements that currently silence more than 60 million workers.
The bill next heads to President Biden's desk. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 91.7 FM.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
We're joined by Peter Lavigne for our Peace Bucket. Peter is one of the state co-chairs of the Green Party of New York, and locally, the Upper Hudson Green Party and others are sponsoring a rally this Saturday at noon at Townsend Park about the need for peace in the Ukraine. Peter, can you give us, where does the Green Party generally stand on this issue? Obviously, a lot of progressive peace activists were very critical of NATO and the United States in particular for pushing Ukraine towards NATO and really trying to surround, Russia with weapons and troops and missiles, which certainly increases the pressure on Russia. But also, most people don't think that, Russia should have been sending troops like it has into the Ukraine. Give me the Green Party perspective on this.
The Green Party perspective is that we're a peace party, and our principles on Ukraine flow out of that. I think that what the U.S. and NATO have done over the last decade, actually since 2008, is push Ukraine to believe that it can be part of NATO. Russia has said that this is a red line. It doesn't want Ukraine to be part of NATO because it's a country on its border. It doesn't want the U.S. Missiles and troops there, or NATO troops. And so what the Green Party says is, yes, the Russian invasion is illegal. It's unjustified. But that NATO has had a hand in doing this. The U.S. has had a hand in doing this. Both in surrounding Russia, moving NATO eastwards, militarizing areas around Russia, fomenting these phony color revolutions. And so what we really need is diplomacy. We need the U.S. and NATO to stop sending money and arms to Ukraine. We need a real push to say that Ukraine is going to be neutralized like Finland was during the Cold War, and that we have to go to the negotiating table, that this war has to end, that this is a terrible war, it's costing lives, it is an illegal war, and that NATO needs to stand down on this, and that Russia needs to stand down on this, because what's happening right now is the beginning of a new Cold War. We can see it with the remilitarization of Germany, which has just been promised by their chancellor, with the censorship we're seeing, the banning of Russian television stations. This is disturbing. Two nuclear powers facing each other is not anything anyone wants, and the Green Party would really, really, really push for diplomacy and peace rather than continued militarism.
So what's this peace rally this Saturday? Who's helping to put it together, what's going to be done at the event noon at Townsend Park, crossing the Social Justice Center off of Central Avenue, Henry Johnson Boulevard?
Right. It's from 12 to 1 this Saturday, and it's the Uprising Green Party along with members of UNAC and Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace who are putting this together. We're also going to have speakers from groups like the Capitalist Socialist Party, but we're inviting peace activists to come out and stand with us and say, you know, no escalation, no to war. You know, we're opposed to the war that's happening right now, but also to say, you know, no to NATO, and we need to push for diplomacy, push away from this conflict. So we're asking peace activists, anti-war activists to come out and join us in the middle of what is, I think, a very troubling and disturbing escalation in violence and force.
Now, leading up to the invasion, certainly the American media was banging the drums for the war. There was at least some recognition, occasionally mentioned, that, you know, the U.S. was sort of going back on the agreement that Reagan and others had struck with Gorbachev when the Soviet Union, you know, agreed to dissipate, that the United States would not push to expand NATO. But since the invasion, it's totally, you know, Putin is terrible, this is terrible, and there does not seem to be any voice in the American media that is trying to provide a more, I don't know, balanced analysis or deeper analysis of what's going on.
That's absolutely correct. The American media has jumped wholesale on this bandwagon of, you know, kind of pro-war. The U.S. is right, Russia's wrong. It's really disturbing and sickening when you look at how they acted when the U.S. Invaded Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, with the bombing of Yemen, with their support for Israeli tactics in Palestine. Because the U.S. You know, is on Ukraine's side, they seem to not have any critical thought about this at all. But, you know, we do need those voices. I mean, they're out there. Some of them are on social media. You have people like John Mearsheimer, who's a respected political scientist. Even Henry Kissinger has said, and I am no fan of Henry Kissinger, that what the U.S. was doing by moving NATO eastward, by threatening Russia, was going to have a profoundly disturbing result, and we're starting to see it. And, you know, you're absolutely correct that the U.S. made empty promises to Russia about not expanding NATO, but over the last 30 years has done just that because, you know, look, the U.S. is an imperialist state. You know, we're interested in the oil and gas that are around Ukraine and those pipelines. We don't want them to come from Russia. We're already talking about expanding fracked oil and gas shipments to Europe to make up for the shortfall. And I'm sure that those companies are salivating and pushing Biden to do just that and expand drilling. We've seen some of them call for that. So we need at least one. It would be great to have at least one critical voice in the media. But you're right. We have absolutely none right now.
So what's the Green Party or Peter Levine's analysis of Russia? Is it still the champion of the working class, the Marxist revolution, or are they themselves increasingly an imperialistic capitalist power?
Well, Russia's been capitalist since the Soviet Union fell 31 years ago, right, in 1991. I don't think we should have any illusions about what Russia is. It's an authoritarian country that's run by Vladimir Putin's political party. You know, there are other political parties there, but it's pretty close to a one party state. But that being said, you know, it's a nuclear power. It's a power that has interests as much as the U.S. has reacted negatively in the past to, say, the Soviet Union placing missiles in Cuba. It is reacting negatively to what it sees as a problem in Ukraine. That doesn't justify what it's doing at all, and you know, the Greens are opposed to it. But you know, Russia, as an imperialist country like the U.S., reacts negatively to being provoked, and unfortunately, Putin has chosen an aggressive and destructive way to show that he doesn't feel Russia can be pushed anymore, and that it's going to expand its interests into Ukraine. And you know, the Greens are for a world where we don't have that kind of destruction. We need dialogue. We need discussion. We need a government and economy for people and not profit. You know, I'm an eco-socialist, so a different economy in politics in Russia or the U.S. has.
Now, you know, the Green Party is an international party. They actually hold a number of key positions throughout Europe in their elected government, prime minister a couple places or one place and in the government of Germany. And it seems like, you know, quite a few of the, at least the German Greens have been pretty pro-NATO, pro-sanctions against Russia at this point. What's the relationship between Greens, the United States, and some of the European Greens on this issue?
I think that they're, at least between the U.S. and the German Greens, they're pretty frosty. You know, a couple of years ago, the German Greens sent a letter to the U.S. Greens. They were not happy that we ran a candidate against Hillary Clinton. To me, they seemed a lot more like liberals than Greens. They, you know, this person who's now the Green leader in the German government, Annalena Baerbock, seems to have kind of marched in lockstep with NATO. It's, I think it's unfortunate. But I think the U.S. Greens are more of an anti-war party and farther to the left than most European Greens. I'm, you know, I won't say that I'm an expert on every single European party's position, Green Party's position on this, but I think the U.S. Greens are kind of a leading light of the anti-war movement around the world.
So the Green Party, others, UNAC, that's the name of the piece, is Saturday noon at Townsend Park. Clinton, I'm sorry, Central Avenue and Henry Johnson Boulevard. Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Peter, if people want more information, how can they get that in 10 seconds?
Upper Hudson Green Party on Facebook, at GPNY on Twitter and social media.
Thank you very much.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Cornelius Eady is a nationally known poet who has a part-time residence in Accra and also a jazz trio, the Cornelius Eady Trio, which has a new record out in 2022 called Don't Get Dead Pandemic Folk Songs. It's out on June Appal Record, and this is Ice Cold Cherries on the Back Porch.
Cherries on the back porch.
is on the back.
That was Luminous Wind from the 2022 album All Summer Long Is Gone from Louis Bach on alto sax and PT6 from Kopeck on harp and synth.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show?
Interesting, boring,
really wonderful things. It'd be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs.
All the way down.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down.
Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Thank you.
little sun-kissed child. We need your wisdom today. Ooh, little sun-kissed child, hope your vision's greater than hay. 'Cause we really need you to show us the way.
That was from Kamisi Washington's 2021 album, Liberated Music for the Movement, Volume 3, on the radio at WGXC. Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Thursday, March 3rd on 90.7 FM, including at 11 a.m. We'll take off with the Transformational Listening Show and sounds from Kahil El-Zabar this week. At noon, after the local news, Alan Skerritt is live from Columbia County with R&B, blues, rock, and more on his Crossroads and Rhythm show until 2 p.m., when it's time for the State of the Putin on What's the Frequency, Kenneth. 3 p.m., turn on the news with the Viva Ukraine edition. And at 4, we're live from Hudson with Tom DiPietro and Cello Graham on the WGXC Afternoon Show. The folks from the Catskill Maker Syndicate have their monthly show, Singularity, about all things tech and science, 7 p.m. on the radio. And it's time for Donna and Honey's Love Motel with relationship advice from Anya Konevskaya and Amanda Lees on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize.
we're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album on the radio at WGXC.
Scissor lifts, toys.